Effective Living with Reverend Henry Hubert. May you be blessed as you listen. Continuing with previous messages.
There are people who are possessed with divination. They can tell when your breakthrough is about to manifest. And they'll project witchcraft to destroy it. It is the spirit of divination. Are you understanding me? People with the spirit of divination, they can even project dreams into your mind when you sleep. Because they want to control decisions of your life. There is something you want to do that will bring you blessing. He will tell you, I think it's not good. So I'll do it. Then you dream. He made a dream happen. That's demonic. You have to be mature to know how to maneuver in the spirit. You must know. You must. When you wake up, you must be able to tell which dream is coming from God, which one is not coming from God. You can dream seeing a lady that you are not supposed to marry. I'm telling you. Many people have married through dreams and have married sex baggage. What a shock. Say, Pastor, I saw it. We're holding hand in hand. Don't try the devil. Don't try the devil. He's not as foolish as you think. The devil is a very sophisticated, intelligent spirit. Gift of prophecy. Hallelujah. And then we have what we call prophetic preaching. Prophetic preaching. Prophetic preaching is the anointing come of a man of God, and he begin to preach, and everything is preaching has something to do with people's future. Hallelujah. Yeah, prophetic preaching, sometimes you just came from the house and sat down. And then the man of God stopped and said, this guy, how did he know what I was going through? Hallelujah. Sometimes questions on your mind. The man is preaching and he's answering the question number one, question number two, question number three. After answering, he now begins to preach, and the preacher is giving you direction, what to do. You know, maybe you are thinking, how can I expand my business? And then the person kind of, the preaching is that showing you how the business is going to expand and grow and all that. That is prophetic preaching. Amen. Sometimes it happens. Hallelujah. One of the things I teach young pastors that it's not every day you preach anyhow. You must know when God wants you to preach prophetically. And you must know when God wants you to just teach and inform people. And inform people. Amen. You must know when God wants you to put the teaching aside and speak to people and preach. Just take one scripture and then you preach it. You see that people's lives are touched and people's lives are strengthened and encouraged. Amen? Prophetic preaching. Then we also have what we call the atmosphere of prophecy. Atmosphere of prophecy. An example is what we just read, Acts 13. Hallelujah. The Bible said the church, they worshipped. They worshipped. As they worshipped, what happened? The Holy Spirit began to speak. That is the atmosphere of the prophetic. Amen? I can give you an example in 1 Samuel 10, verse 10. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. Then the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it happened, when all who knew him formally saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, "What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" In other words, they knew that he was not a prophet. Sometimes when you enter an atmosphere of the prophetic, you can prophesy. Amen. Sometimes when we have a service where the prophetic anointing is very present, people come to tell me they saw certain things. There was one service we had. I had four members who saw our completed auditorium in one service. Four people. Not in a dream. Right in the middle of the service. One of them said he saw this place open in a vision. This place was like curtains. So when they opened it, he went there and he saw the auditorium. Very nice. People have seen angels. People have seen things. People have seen things about other people. You know, sometimes I pray for people. You know, when the prophetic anointing is there, I pray for people and ask God to open their eyes. But that doesn't make you a prophet. Amen. And once in a while, it's important for a church to know how to create an atmosphere of the prophetic, because it helps you to be able to receive from God for yourself. Amen. The atmosphere of the prophetic, it helps you to receive from God things about yourself that you cannot receive elsewhere. When I say prophetic atmosphere, it means the atmosphere is so conducive for you to be able to tap into the realms of the spirit all by yourself. 1 Samuel 19, verse 18. Look at what happens to David and Samuel. So David fled and escaped and went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and stayed in Nayoth. David and Samuel, they went and stayed in Nayoth. Next verse. Now it was told Saul, saying, "Take note, David is at Nayoth in Ramah." Then Saul sent messengers to arrest David. And when they saw the group of prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as leader over them, The Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also began to prophesy. Soldiers, go and arrest David. David was under pursuit. He ran to Samuel. Man of God, I have not done anything. Saul wants to destroy me. May God give you a man of God you can run to in time of trouble. Say amen. Say amen. Then Samuel said, is that so? Let's go to my prophetic meeting. Let's see what God will do. So they went and they were praying. And the Bible said that there were other prophets. Because, you know, in those days, the prophets, they were not on their own like it is now. Hallelujah. They were having a meeting. Maybe they were praying. They were worshiping. And there was an atmosphere of the prophetic. People were prophesying. Hallelujah. And when the soldiers got to the place, because of the atmosphere that was there, wicked soldiers that were coming to arrest David, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came upon them and they prophesied. 21. And when Saul was told, he sent other messengers. And when they also got there, what happened? They also began to prophesy. That was a powerful church. Demons enter and they become born again straight. Hallelujah. I pray that any demon pursuing you when they enter this house, let them come under arrest. In the name of Jesus. Then he himself said, everybody I sent is being infected by the anointing. I'll go myself. As for me, I know when I go, the way I'm angry with David, when I go, that's going to catch him and take him away. So I went to Ramah and came to the great well that is at Sekou. So he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And Samuel said, indeed, they are Naioth in Ramah. So he went there to Naioth in Ramah. Then the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naioth. As for Saul, he didn't even read the church before he started prophesying. The Holy Ghost arrested him on his way. So he was prophesying till he entered the place. Hallelujah. And he also stripped off his clothes and prophesied before Samuel in like manner and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Yeah, the Holy Ghost can do some strange things. Yeah, don't try the Holy Ghost. When you say you are stubborn, sometimes he will just humiliate you. I've seen that all the time. He will just humiliate you. He will just deal with you. Amen? Don't try the Holy Ghost. So the king, he stripped naked, prophesying. Another time I'll try to explain to you that under this atmosphere, even a demon-possessed person can prophesy. That is why you don't judge people by the kind of prophecy they give you. Because Saul at this time was demon-possessed. You know, he was. Amen? He prophesied the whole night till morning. That's what he was saying. I don't know. But it was the Bible said he prophesied. Amen? Atmosphere of the prophetic. Then we also have the prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. There are many times you see Apostle Paul prophesying. For example, 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Amen. Amen. So Apostle Paul was telling Timothy a prophecy God had given him. So Paul had a prophetic anointing on his life. 2 Timothy 3. He said, but this know that in the last days, perilous times will come. But if you read the book of 2 Timothy 1 verse 11, you will see that Paul said about his ministry. He never mentioned that he was a prophet. Hallelujah. Look at it. He said, to which I was appointed what? A preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. So Paul said, I operate in three offices, or I operate under three different anointings. In those days, the word preacher means an evangelist, because they go to preach about Jesus in, you know, open air and close. So if you know the Paul's missionary journeys, he was evangelizing cities, planting churches, raising pastors over the church, and moved to the next city. So he was operating as an evangelist, as an apostle, and a teacher. Amen. But Paul saw more visions than anybody. If you read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he said, I went to the third heavens, and I saw things that God did not permit me to write. He was a man of strange revelations. If it was in Ghana today, they would have called him a prophet, or a senior prophet, or a seer. I mean, there's so much foolishness in our church today, which is a result of ignorance. That's why I'm teaching you the things I'm teaching you. Let's read this. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago Whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. He was talking about himself, but he didn't want to brag. If it was today, I said, if it was today, Charlie, you went to the heavens. You saw things. Like you see signboard, third heavens, revelation, ministry, prophetic, you know. Verse 3, I want to show you that he was talking about himself. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Verse 4, he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words. Oh my God, give us visions of our day. Hallelujah. This guy had enjoyed the spirit realm. Man, amen. He said, which is not lawful for a human being to utter. Paul said, I heard them. Verse 5, of such a one I will boast. Yet not I myself, not of myself will I boast except in my infirmities. Verse 6, for though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool. That's what I'm talking about. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. So now you know he's talking about himself. Paul was a man of visions and revelations, but he never called himself a prophet once. I advise people, don't be in a hurry to take titles. Wait, let your work. I mean, because I don't know what I am. I just see that I'm pastoring. I'm raising pastors. I'm teaching. I'm praying for people to get miracles. I see visions. I mean, very, very detailed, accurate visions on daily basis. What am I? I don't know. I'm just busy working for God. Because a title can even tie you down. A title can tie you down. Yeah. Now, next year, if God says, start going to do crusades like an evangelist, I will just say, yes, Lord, and I'll go. Look at Bishop Dakewa Mills. He started as a teacher, Bible teacher. They call him one of the best teachers those times. Now, he's calling himself evangelist. He's doing one of the most powerful crusades in Africa now. Miracles all over the place. Ah, young brothers, say prophet, apostle. I mean, do you know what you're talking about? You just started me, you have not done anything. You say you're an apostle. Hey, are you not sick now? If God has called you, you don't need a title to prove the call. All you need is the anointing. And the proof of the results that manifest in your life. Amen. The proof. Proof means results. Not big talk, not mouth talk. Anywhere you find yourself. You know, I sent a young boy who was in this church to Shalom Spot here. Started church under a tree on bare ground. That is ministry. No, he didn't ask for, you know, the most plush. Started church under a tree on bare ground. I was so happy that I sent him. He never criticized me, never insulted me once. The first time I went there, there were 30 adults. That is the calling. That is ministry. You can rent, the most sophisticated theater for another person. Air condition it. Fill it with chairs. Fill it with everything. And he'll be sitting there complaining and do nothing for years. Nothing for years. Ministry is not title. Not title. Amen. So, young men who have a calling, take your time with all these titles. Look for something to do for God and let the word speak for you. Are you hearing me? Oh, yes. Your work will speak better than your title. Amen. So, Apostle Paul said, I am an apostle and a teacher. And last time I was saying that you can have an office and also have an anointing. So, you can see somebody who is a prophet, like Kenneth Hagin is a prophet, but he's also one of the best Bible teachers in the world. He has an outstanding teaching ministry. His books have blessed people more than any other man of God in the world after Jesus. Yeah, no two ways about that. There's nobody whose books have touched the world more than Kenneth Hagin. Amen? And there's no man of God whose teaching ministry has been affected in the world today more than Kenneth Hagin. All the top men we talk about, they went to Kenneth Hagin's meetings in Tulsa. Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor Adeboye, Bishop Dakewa Mills, Dr. Otabe, all of them. Amen. He is called the father of the charismatic movement. Hallelujah. So we have what we call the prophetic anointing. Somebody say the prophetic anointing. Amen. Then we also have what we call the office of the prophet. Office of the prophet. Office of the prophet means somebody is called into that office. There are a few I know. Most of them are not called into that office. They just take the title by force. Hallelujah. All right, let's finish up with the importance of prophecy. Why is prophecy very important? Why do I need to teach this? Why do I need to teach this? Prophecy is important because it gives you a sense of direction. Amen. Paul will never have walked into the apostolic ministry if not for prophecy. So it gives you a sense of direction. And if you are too confused in life, it's because you are missing something. Amen. Prophecy will make you live for where you are going. It will not live for where you are. If you live for where you are, you remain where you are. If you live for where you are going, you will make progress. I pray that your life will make progress. I said, I pray that your life will make progress. Prophecy is important because it helps you know that your life is not a coincidence. Your life is not a coincidence. Your life is not. Somebody say, my life is not a coincidence. So most of the time, before God will do something, he wants to tell you before it happens. Most of the times, he wants to tell you. So that you will know it's he who did it. Because sometimes we complain so much, God doesn't love us. He's not doing anything. And I say, okay, so I'll tell you when it happens. You don't give the credit to another person. Are you with me? The third importance of prophecy is that it helps you to prepare for the future. Prepare. Prophecy helps you to prepare. Hallelujah. The life you live today is a reflection of where you think you are going tomorrow. Let me say that again, and I could close with that. I'm saying that the life you live now, the way you live now, is a reflection of where you think you are going. If you think you are going nowhere, it shows in how you live now. If you believe you are going somewhere in life, it shows the way you live now. A young lady who knows that she knows that she knows that she knows that she's going to be married will keep herself. The one that is not sure whether she will ever marry or not says, life is short. Let me keep playing around with boys. If somebody come along the line, fine. If somebody doesn't come along the line, who cares? Hallelujah. A man who knows he's going to be a millionaire will never steal today. Wow. I said, wow. A man who knows he's going to be president in 20 years to come will be very careful with his reputation today. Because a day is coming, they're going to dig out your past. So prophecy helps you to prepare. Some people qualify, overqualify to stand for president now, but they can't. Because the enemy has facts about you. Your history, you cannot be covered under the blood because politics does not know the blood of Jesus. If you come to church and say, oh, the blood has covered, no, politician does not believe in that. Even ordinary appointment as a minister, when you go to the vetting, they can bring things out. And then you say, wow, this is serious. So prophecy tells you where you are going so you can prepare. Amen? So it's important. It's very important. It gives you hope and encouragement. It guides you in prayer. Hallelujah. Prophecy shows you what you should pray for. Prophecy tells you what you should pray for. Prophecy tells you how you should direct the prayer. Amen? It tells you what you should pray for now, what you can pray for later. Hallelujah. Yeah, the last one, prophecy brings change. It brings what? Change. Either in character or in situation. Every prophetic word is intended to bring about a change in your character or in your situation or both. A true prophet speaks to correct wrong behavior in people and also speaks to correct the wrong situations that people are in. Amen. So when you see the prophet prophesy in the Old Testament, either Israel has sinned and God is saying they should change their ways, or they are in a problem and God is bringing a solution to bring about a change. That's what Elisha said. Let's close with that scripture. Second Kings chapter 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time. What do you think this prophecy is supposed to do for the people? To tell them that if you are hungry, just manage to control yourself. Because in 24 hours, you are going to be satisfied, isn't it? So prophecy has a way of making you endure hunger. Endure one shoe for 2 years. You have to endure it. When you know that a day is coming, you have too much you can't wear. You won't go and borrow shoe to wear when you know where you are going. Amen? You won't go and borrow weaver when you know where you are going. Hallelujah. When you know, but when you don't know, you do everything. So prophecy helps you to know what to endure, what is temporary, and what will change. And I pray over your life that may the Lord visit you and turn your situation around. May the Lord speak to you in these days and times. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. This month, I trust God that it will be a prophetic month for you. Jeremiah 33, he said, call unto me and I will answer. Amen. Amen. And I will what? Show you great and mighty things which you do not know. This month, one will pray over your life that God will show you more about yourself. There is more about your life that you don't know. There is more about yourself that will give you hope, that will give you encouragement. How he will do it, I don't know. He can show you in a dream. He can decide not to show you in a dream. You cannot take a God to now when I sleep, show me things about myself. It doesn't happen that way. You just ask him to speak to you. He will know how to speak. He can use a man of God to speak to you. He can give you a vision. He can speak to you different ways. Amen. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you. Say, my Father, today I stand on your way and I pray over my life. I believe there is more to my life than what I know and what I have seen. In this month, as we study on prophecy, I ask you, Lord, give me prophetic encounters. Show me more about my life. Show me more about my life than what I know. In the name of Jesus, I believe there is more available in the spirit realm that you have for me. Help me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord, about my life, about my life, about my future. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Father, I pray that this month, as we come to worship you, to thank you, to honor and to love you, we ask that you will continue to grant us prophetic atmospheres. I pray that every member of this church will begin to experience prophetic encounters. Lord, speak to people about their lives and their destinies. That which they do not know, Lord, show it to them. I know you have a great plan for everybody in this service. I know you have a great plan for every member of this church. Lord, speak to people. Show them their future. Show them your ways. Let them hear your voice. Let them see your ways. Show them, Lord. Show them. Show them. Makapakaya labahanda. Kobala gozaga batakabaya. Riga braka dalabrakadaba. We thank you, Lord, because I know it's done. In Jesus' name. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message. You can contact Reverend Hubert on 030-340-7970 or 024-33-11201. Remain blessed.